Habit number five, nourishment. And this is really one of my favorite ones. Right? And this can be, hopefully this will be a profound idea for you. And if you do it, it'll be amazing. Because as Hippocrates said, you know, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. And so a few quick notes before we get into the lesson is that, you know, I want to start by asking you a question. On average, in a typical day, typical week, how much live raw food are you eating? I want you to think about that for a moment. You know, just a typical day, typical week, how much live raw fruit, vegetable, greens, nuts are you eating? Because if it's not a decent number, then you're really doing yourself a disservice and your health a disservice. Because as soon as you cook food, as soon as you process foods, there's less micronutrients and enzymes in them. Right? And so these are the things our body really needs to operate at a very, very high level. And I want to make clear, I want to be very, very clear about this. This lesson here, this habit is not about stopping eating things. And so, again, this whole program, you know, you want to eat junk food, go ahead and eat junk food. You want to eat fast food, go eat fast food. Whatever you want to do, this is not about giving things up. This is about adding things to your life to make you healthier. And so the strategy I'm going to share with you will allow you to get some high-quality nourishment into your body. And that can make a profound difference in the quality of your life. And so what I'm going to share with you is the living vitamin technique. And basically, you're thinking about it like a vitamin, right? So when you, if you've ever taken vitamin or supplements, you know, basically, you're not worried about how it tastes. You're just taking this thing because you think it's going to, you know, help your body operate more efficiently. And so it's the same thing with this strategy I'm going to share with you. And it's really about kind of getting ourselves back to the actual purpose of food. Right. And again, you know, in this culture now, food's so wrapped up with emotions and celebrations and rewards and all the rest of it. But we need to bring ourselves back to remember that the prime, you know, responsibility of food is to fuel your body, mind, and spirit. Okay. And so that's what this gets us back to. And clearly, obviously, your nourishment is a foundational piece of your health. You know, I mean, this is truly the tiniest building blocks of what you are, you know, physically, mentally, and spiritually. So what we want to do with this strategy is we're going to make it easy. Okay, we're going to make it as easy as possible to get some high-quality nourishment into our body. Right? This does not have to be hard. And so right off the bat, I want you to anticipate that it's going to be easy, and I want you to work at making it easy. Okay, so it's automatic. And part of what will happen, we're going to go through this, but you want to plan ahead of time and be prepared. It just makes it easier to succeed that way. And finally, it does change your self-image. You know, it's, again, you get this nourishment in your body, and first of all, it literally changes your composition, right? You become a different organism, a higher functioning organism. But the other thing is psychologically, you start to think of yourself differently. And when you're, you know, on a regular basis getting, you know, really high quality nourishment into your body, it changes how you feel, and it's in very beneficial ways. So let's just go through a few benefits of nourishment. You know, first of all, what's interesting is a lot of times because it's so easy to get processed foods that we're not getting the micronutrients and enzymes we need. And so our body is still hungry, right? Because what's hunger? Hunger is a signal for you to get nourishment. And so sometimes even though we can eat a whole bag of chips, right, and we ate lots of food, we're not getting the quality of nourishment that our cells need. And so they will send out a hunger signal. And so sometimes when you start getting a really high-quality nourishment on a regular basis, you're going to notice that you feel more full and content than maybe you ever have. It certainly boosts the immune system and makes you healthier and able to fight off diseases and different things. Lowers inflammation in your body, making you more comfortable, helping reduce disease. Gives you a healthier heart functions. Improved digestion for sure. Again, eating raw live foods, they've got the enzymes in them to help you digest them more efficiently. Okay, so the digestion is better, you know, with a carrot than it is for a bag of chips. Right? It's easier to digest. More energy. Again, raw foods are designed to give you more energy. So again, to eat a bag of chips, it takes more energy because it takes so much energy to digest them. And so when you're eating raw live foods, there's just an abundance of energy because it's so easily digested and it's so efficient in your body. Brain health, you know, increases blood flow and helps your brain function at a higher level. And you just function more efficiently. And finally, it just makes you feel more alive. You know, I always say up in the Northeast here, we pick apples, you know, in the fall. And it's always just so interesting, you know, I eat apples all year round, but most of the time they're shipped in from different parts of the world. And so to pull an apple off the tree and then eat it, you know, not to get weird on you, but it feels like there's like a different energy to it, right? It's kind of like buzzing. It's alive. And if you think about it, that's how we always ate, you know, for millions of years on the earth. We grab something off a plant and eat it right there. And so there is a life force to things that are live and raw, and it feels good. So I want to give you a definition of nourishment because I want to make this real simple. You know, you can really get into the weeds with nutrition, into such specific detail that it can start to become confusing. So I want to kind of give you a big picture of nourishment, how I look at it anyways, and I find this to be a real simple way to understand it. So basically the nourishment we are talking about is live, whole, unprocessed foods. Okay, so you're walking around, you see a vegetable, a fruit, green or nut, you pick it, you eat it, right? That's simple. So again, there's green vegetables, fruits, nuts. We're looking for micronutrients and enzymes, right? Those are in the highest form and quantity in raw and cooked foods. Fresher the better, okay? So again, as I mentioned, let's face it, we got food from all over the world at this point. But the more local you can get it, typically the fresher it's going to be. And the fresher it is, the more enzymes and micronutrients and life energy it has in it. Okay, so it's, if you can get that, ideal. Organic's great, right? But conventional is fine, right? The difference is not enough to not get, you know, if all you have is conventional or all you can afford is conventional, it's fine. You're a thousand times better off eating conventional than not eating anything, okay? So that's how I look at that. So basically what we're looking to do here, ideally, is we want to get 5 servings of live food daily. And so I kind of break it up into these sections where you're getting a serving of greens, whatever it may be, 2 servings of vegetables, and 2 servings of fruit. So I would, you know, again, this is about just nourishment. So if you want to do more than that, do what you want. But we kind of want to balance it out between the greens, vegetables, and fruits. And so I want to share with you my living vitamin strategy. And I think this is one of the easiest ways I've seen to really get a really, really high level of nourishment into your body regularly. And so, as I said, you want to think about it like a vitamin, right? It's not about the taste, right? You're just, again, you know, it's like so much of our food decisions, especially nowadays, is so based on how the flavor of it, right? The taste of it. So this is your one opportunity a day. You're just doing something just strictly for your health, just like you when you take a vitamin. It's not about the taste of it. You're just doing it because you know it's going to help you. And so it's the same thing here. This isn't about the flavor. And we're going to talk about flavor in a moment. But it's really about this helping your body. And with the Living Vitamin Strategy, you can get all 5 servings at one time. I can tell you for me, when I used to try and split up the 5 servings throughout the day, and I rarely would hit it. I just get distracted. You know, different things happen. I get so much mental bandwidth. So I came up with this idea to get all 5 servings at once. And then, you know, sometimes I go over it, you know, later in the day, but I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to think about it. Again, we want to keep it as simple as possible. The simpler you make things, the more likely you are to continue them. And I can tell you my living vitamin strategy is something I want to continue ideally for every day for the rest of my life. You know, I love it. It makes me feel so good. And it's so simple that, you know, it's no problem to do anymore. But I think you want to keep it as simple as possible. You also want to notice how you feel after it. Okay. So, you know, it's again, where there's the obvious physical benefits, but we're always looking to boost those with our own. They're kind of hypnotic suggestions. We're kind of giving ourselves suggestions. Remember, we talked about the water, and it's like every time you drink the water, you want to think about, you know, how grateful you are. You want to check your posture, take a deep breath, and think about how healthy you're getting. And so, you know, some of these things are happening, and some of them are kind of suggestions. But hey, let's use everything we can here to get ourselves as healthy as possible. We want to make it easy to track, and that's the beauty of the Living Vitamin. It's a one time where you're getting all 5 servings, and once you do it, you're done. You know, you move on to the rest of your life. Another beautiful thing about this is that it conditions your taste buds for natural flavor, right? It keeps you calibrated for more natural flavors. And that's so important because it can get so easy to just get, it's easy to eat 100% processed foods. And you can almost guarantee that almost every processed food has a high amount of salt, sugar, and fat in it compared to the, you know, these live foods we're talking about. So, you know, all of these things you're going to get out of this strategy, right, every time you do it. So there's basically 2 options for the living vitamin. There's smoothies and there's salads, okay? And so it just depends which one works better for you. If you're going to do the smoothie, right, I do the smoothie. That's the one I use. You're going to need a decent blender, And so, again, I have a Vitamix, which was one of the best investments I've ever made, but they have Ninja Blenders now as well, which are a fraction of the price. And from what I hear, those do really well. You know, they work really well also. So, again, you're getting 5 servings of live food. Now, these would be my suggestions. There's a million smoothie recipes out there, so do your own. You know, whatever works for you. It's the first phase is a little bit of trial and error, you know, figuring out what resonates with you. But what you ideally want to do is you want to get yourself within that smoothie a serving of greens, right, or even 2 servings of it, 2 vegetables, 2 fruits, and some water. And, you know, this is what I do every morning, Monday through Friday. You know, I'm usually having a smoothie that is kale, carrot, apple, berries, and water. Right, that's typically what I'm drinking in the morning, and so I'm starting every morning Monday through Friday off with that. Okay, and so can you imagine? I mean, it makes a huge difference to the quality of your health, regardless of whatever else you do throughout the day. I mean, you eat pizza and burgers the rest of the day, you're still going to be much healthier. You know, if you have that in the morning, you can add chia seeds, protein powders if you like. You know, sometimes you may find that they make you feel a little fuller. You know, and so people like that. But again, this becomes a ritual, a routine, and it can really become an anchor for your health. So a few miscellaneous notes I just want to share. Don't make it too sweet, okay? That's sometimes, I mean, there's smoothies out there that almost taste like dessert. And so don't make it too sweet because, again, in addition to the nourishment you're getting, another just side factor is that you're looking to calibrate your taste buds so that they're familiar and used to eating kind of plain foods. Again, I mean, I'm just going to say it. It's almost like I'm embarrassed to say because people don't want plain food, but once a day, if you get some plain natural food, it's only going to do good for you because, again, it just trains you to get these regular flavors, and it'll help you appreciate foods that are really extra salty or sweet, you know, and it'll help you. And as I said, you can add chia seeds and protein powders. What you'll notice sometimes with that is that you'll stay fuller and more content longer, you know, and so as I said, I have a smoothie. I usually like a piece of toast. Sometimes I'll have eggs as well. This isn't about whatever else you're eating throughout the day. You know, that's not the purpose of this. This is about just let's get this nourishment into your body. And this is one of the easiest ways to do it. So I want to show you the other way. The other way is salads. Okay, so if you don't want to buy a blender, if that just doesn't resonate with you as much, here's the other option. So again, you can get 5 servings of live foods. And the idea is that we're just looking at it differently. You know, and so ideally what you want to do is get yourself a salad that you can make. It's not about an exciting salad. That's what I'm trying to say. It's just about getting this nourishment in your body. And so you want to pick, you know, whatever appeals to you most, you know, romaine, spinach, spring mix, kale, arugula, whatever you like. I would say just real quick, skip the iceberg, right? It's typically the least nutritional value of the greens. But you go get a big bag of greens, a couple vegetables that you like, right, just have them there. So you put some of those on there, and 1 or 2 fruits, you know, if you want to add those. And of course, you can also add some nuts as well. So a few miscellaneous notes, you know, use whatever dressing you like, right, on this one. So I know I was saying keep things plain, but I will say, you know, there's a little bit of a difference between the smoothies and the salads. And so if you're someone who doesn't like salads, as an initial thing, you can use blue cheese. It's not the healthiest dressing, right? We know this. But if you're using that in order to get 5 servings of live foods into your body, I would say that's a net gain, right? Overall, it's going to be better for you because you get a couple weeks into this. You do this Monday through Friday. You're eating like a solid, not a huge salad, but a decent-sized salad. You get 5 servings of raw food into your body. It makes a difference. Again, you start thinking on a different level. Your body starts operating on a different level. It starts to crave health. Again, this gets very addictive very quickly. So if in the beginning you want to use a higher fat, unhealthier dressing, go ahead, I think. And then in the back of your mind, you know, maybe you can wean off of it at some point. But to get started, use whatever dressing you like. Again, you can add nuts. It gives a little more crunch, a little bit different texture. It'll probably satisfy you a little bit longer, you know, if you do add some nuts. Ideally, I would suggest eating this at lunch. Right, work to get this at lunch, simply because you're going to get I always try and get things done earlier. Your willpower is higher in the morning; it fades during the day. I always think, you know, I try and do my smoothie right when I first wake up. You know, and again, it's so automated for me that I don't even have to think about it. I just do it on autopilot. I'd be half asleep, and make that and get it in my body. I'm onto the next thing. But so if you're gonna do salads again, if you want to eat it at breakfast, that's super, right? If you can get over that, the weirdness of that, but even though it's not that weird, that's great. And then if lunchtime though, I would shoot for that. If you can't do it there and then dinner works for you, then that's fine. Okay. That's better than nothing for sure. But the other benefit of eating at lunch is that you'll get the benefit of that energy in the afternoon. And I think you'd be amazed if you ate salads at lunch. And again, you can eat other stuff too. Okay. But I'm just saying, like, again, it's the vitamin. If you're getting that salad into your body at lunch, I think you'd be amazed after a week or two of how you felt in the afternoon. It's kind of mind blowing. So, okay, let's talk about designing your living vitamin ritual. Okay. As with other things, structure increases your chances of success. All right. This is very important, especially with this, because there's a few more steps with this. But the idea here is that we want to get clear on what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, and then we want to ritualize it so it just becomes an automatic process for us. Okay. And so it's like me, I've always got, if you come into my house, pretty much any day of the week, you're going to find apples, you're going to find carrots, you're going to find kale, and you're going to find berries. Right? I pretty much always have those things in my house. And again, I've kind of worked out my routines and my rituals, so I always have those in my fridge ready to go. So structure is really important. How are you going to do it? Okay, so are you going to do smoothies or salads? Or come up with some other idea? It's up to you, but the smoothies and salads I've seen work very well for people. But again, the first step is just understanding and deciding how you're going to do it. When are you going to do it during the day? And which days are you going to do it? I would suggest at least 4 days a week, you know what I mean, to commit to this. Like I said, I do Monday through Friday. And on the weekends, I'll be honest, there weekends can go by and I don't get hardly any raw food. You know, I'll get a salad sometimes or I'll cook some vegetables up. But, you know, as soon as I don't do my routine, you know, like I said, it's very easy to not get any raw foods. But I'm content Monday through Friday getting that. I'm happy with that number. But you have to decide what you're happy with and what you're shooting for. Okay, so it doesn't have to be every day necessarily. Right? Again, every day might be ideal, but that ideal might get in the way, might become too much at that point. Okay, so just take these things into account. If you got 4 or 5 days of this, you'll be much better off than if you didn't do it at all. This is the key one right here. What do you need to do to prepare for it? Okay, so I'll let you know. You know, first, the first phase is just kind of figuring out what you like. Right? So when I first started with the smoothies, I had to figure out, you know, I tried a few different recipes, figure out what I wanted to do. Okay, and so you're going to have to do the same thing, whether it's the smoothies or it's the salad, figure out what you like in it, right? Which one you enjoy the most. And then you want to know how to prepare for it. So say you like, you know, romaine lettuce, carrots, cucumbers, and walnuts, you know, in a salad. Make sure you have those things, right? Start buying them in bulk. Again, when it gets to greens, right, you have to do this with kale. You have to buy a certain amount because it'll go bad. Okay, if you get a bag thing of spinach, right, sometimes you get a couple days and it starts to get a little weird, right? So you got to keep those things in mind. But what do you need to do to prepare for it? Do you need to stop by the store an extra day during the week to make sure you're getting the right stuff? Again, it's not just like, oh, I'm just going to make this. We have to make sure that we get the logistics down and then we get the materials and the ingredients that we need there. Okay, again, this may sound silly to even talk on this level about it, but I promise you it'll help you. What are you going to do before and after you do it? Okay, so this is the when, really. But again, we want to install it into our day. We don't want to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to start drinking smoothies. You know what I mean? And the week goes by, oh, I forgot about the smoothies. Okay, we want to install it into our day. And so, you know, I know I wake up in the morning, I kind of roll out of bed, I got my routine. You probably have your morning routine as well. You probably have your lunch routine. So we want to install this new ritual into it. What anchors can you use to trigger you? Right? So what little reminders can you use, you know, initially? Whether it be, you know, the time of day, the people you see, the situations you're in, the places you are at. But just little different anchors you can use to trigger you to start your living vitamin ritual. When will you measure your success? Right? When are you going to track this? Again, I suggest tracking at night's great. Right? You get the worksheet. You can kind of just knock off. And just say, oh, did I do it? Did I do it? You know, but again, it's up to you. So all these things will help you, you know, design the living ritual that you want to do. So spend a little bit of time and think about it. Okay, the more time you put into thinking about and structuring it, the more likely your chances of success are. So, okay, so installing it. Let's just kind of go through it. So you decided which one you're going to do at this point, I hope. And now we just want to install it into the day. as we've said before, you already have some idea how tomorrow's going to go. And so we want to just imagine that structure you already have, and then just want to install this behavior into it so you can see what it'll be like. And so you're just going to imagine going through your day with your ritual. And you want to notice, you know, when you prepare, consume, and when you're measuring it, you know, if there's any challenges, you know, if there are, what you can do to solve them. And one of the things I want to put in here, I didn't put in here, is that when you imagine yourself with this ritual, you also want to imagine how you think you're going to feel, right? So regardless, if you do the smoothie or the salad, you imagine yourself, you know, getting it ready, doing it. And then I want you to imagine how it feels a couple hours after. And again, you're just using your imagination, and you think of it in an ideal way, right? So, I mean, if you've got 5 servings of food in you, you know, imagine you think you'd be feeling healthier, more alive. Great. You want to do that because the more positively you think about this, the more likely you are to do it, right? This is how you get addicted to this stuff, right? You'll get addicted naturally, but then you can also boost it by thinking about it in a very positive way, okay? And so you want to do that because we want to get ourselves addicted to this. I'm addicted to my smoothie, without question. Like, I'm so addicted to it that when I go on vacation, because I didn't do this, I started my whole routine. I remember going on vacation. I didn't have it for a week, and I felt horrible. Part of it was real, and part of it was in my mind. I'm like, oh, I don't have my smoothie. So I've started bringing my Vitamix with me. I know my family makes fun of me, and I get it. It's funny, but I feel so much better. So I keep that routine even when I go on vacation because I'm addicted to it. I love it. I feel so good getting that smoothie every morning, knowing that I'm getting those 5 servings of fruit and vegetables into me. Actually, mine is 4, but I eat another apple during the day. Okay, your living ritual. So I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to imagine it's tomorrow. And again, you have some structure of how tomorrow's going to go, right? Some idea when you're going to wake up and then what you're going to do throughout the day. And so within that, I want you to imagine tomorrow, right? You're lying in bed, kind of hop out of bed, go about your normal routine that you normally do, and then imagine having this new ritual in there, right? Whenever you're going to have it. So see yourself going through your day until that ritual happens. See yourself, again, making that smoothie or making that salad. Imagine yourself eating it, drinking it. And you notice how it feels. Right? I mean, you're putting high quality. I mean, this is high-octane nourishment right into your body. And when you imagine yourself doing that, right, how does it feel afterwards? Right? You feel proud of yourself. You get the actual benefits. I mean, that stuff's coursing through your body, making you stronger, more alive, healthier. How does that feel? How does it affect the couple hours after you do it? You feel like you're kind of humming along, buzzing along. Imagine that. What are the benefits of this? Imagine them. And play through your day and notice, right? There might be residual changes. You eat that salad at lunch, you know, maybe you're just kind of buzzing. You're thinking clearer. You make better choices for dinner. You go to bed a little earlier, right? So play through your day. And let it go through and just notice all the benefits that happen when you have this ritual that you imagine are going to happen. And come through to the end of the day, you get ready to go to bed, right? You're lying in bed, about to go to sleep. And you're just reflecting on your day. Right? How does it feel to reflect on your day knowing that you've got 5 servings of live, high-quality nourishment into your body and that tomorrow you're going to do the same thing? Okay? So again, I mean, as you go through that, you know, we just imagine it just to kind of install it into the day. And if you notice there were any challenges, right, again, maybe you hadn't thought about how you're going to get the salad to work, or maybe you hadn't thought about, you know, where you're going to get the carrots. Who knows? As you imagine it, some different challenges can come up in your mind. And if you did notice any, now's the time to think about what can you do to solve them. I mean, it's just a kind of a dry run. You're just imagining it. And so if you notice any challenges, you know, take a few moments to think of some solutions. And you get the worksheet there. Fill that out. I promise you, filling that out is going to help you, by the way. Okay, the more structure, and I structure this very specifically, you want to think about all the positive benefits you're going to get out of this. Right? Because the more you boost this up, the more likely you are to do it, consciously and unconsciously. And the more, you know, you really imagine yourself as this having this living vitamin ritual for a month. Right? Imagine like 20 days out of the next month. You got 5 servings of live, raw, high-quality food into your body, right? Without changing anything else. Again, right? That's the point I keep reminding you of, because I want you to realize this. You know, so often when it comes to health, it's about what we're going to stop doing all the bad things, right? But this is different. Do whatever you're going to do. This is, don't waste any of your energy at this point of what you're going to stop doing. This is just about adding really powerful, healthy habits into your life. And when you do that, the other changes will, a lot of times, will start to happen naturally and automatically. Okay. But I'm telling you, this is one, this is really one of the core ones. And if you can commit to this one, you know, in some way, which, by the way, even if you want to shrink it down a bit, if you can't do the salad, you can't do the smoothie, you know, add a 2-vegetable snack to your day, you know, with dip, carrots and celery, you know, whatever. If you start there, you know what I mean? Again, there's no right or wrong. There's not all or nothing. So if you can't do these, you know, I'll tell you, for a while, what I did before I figured all this out is I would get spring mix, and I would take a handful of spring mix, and I'd just put some dressing on and just eat that. And just to get some greens in my body, you know, and so I kind of progressed onto this one here. But again, wherever situation you're in, do something to get some live, high quality nourishment into your body every day. That's the goal. All right. So spend some time with this, institute it, and I'll see you on the next lesson.